This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Paul Michalis, welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour. Episode number C-I-V-M.
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 C-I-V-M. There we go. I wrote it down.
C-M Ducks. C-M Wings.
Technically, that'd be like...
K-R-P-N.
Well, 896.
No.
If you want to do all the way from the M. Because you got the C, which is 100.
That's right.
And you got the I is 101, but you subtract that from the V, which is so that'd be 104.
Right.
So you got 104 with C-I-V.
Minus
assume
M.
Assume we subtract it from M... That would be 896.
M's 1,000?
M is 1,000.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
know. Yeah.
I was just waiting for you guys.
No, you killed it.
I was going to say 40 because of Cal Rally. Episode 40? Is that where he's at? 40?
41.
41.
He's already up, dude.
Shit.
Yeah.
41. Episode number 41.
I mean,
my God, the Mariners made moves this week.
I didn't see what he did last night against the Rangers, so I don't know if he's still at 41.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yes,
I missed that game, too.
Friday morning. None of this is pre-recorded.
That's right.
This is all live.
We did this last year. what is it? What are the plans for the weekend? You guys going to Seafair? Are you guys doing anything?
So the current plan, right? The mother-in-law is a huge Seafair fan. Goes and sees the planes every year, dude. So we're trying to rope the ant in there as well to make our way up here probably Saturday and go watch the planes. So that's going to be pretty cool. And then honestly,
where are you going to go?
So more the air show than the boats.
Correct. Yeah, okay, it's all about the Blue Angels on there. And there's a lake that we go to out east. I don't know for sure.
Maybe like Lake Sammamish or something?
I think so.
Would tell people too. You can hop on the Google machine and find. There's different spots. Like I know Madison Park Beach is great, but you gotta have chairs set up by frickin' 8.
You gotta be ready to go, for sure. And then it's WWE weekend. It's SummerSlam, baby. Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be vegging out, and it's SummerSlam time.
Where is that?
It's in New Jersey this year.
You think they'll do a tribute to the Hulkster?
They did that last Friday. So they might have something, but they kind of already addressed it. They had everybody out there did the 10-bell salute for the Hulkster and all that.
Also, they're done.
They're probably all
once
done
the,
with that.
Once they do the 10-bell, that's it.
Yeah, but it being SummerSlam.
Well, seriously.
No, I know.
No, that's it. That's all they do. Then they never bring them up anymore.
Yeah, they're done. Much. They did the 10-bell.
Macho Man, 10-bells, never heard from again.
I wouldn't be shocked if somebody had some sort of a tribute in like an entrance or something like that, because SummerSlam's kind of the WrestleMania of summertime.
Right.
It's like the big, like, we're halfway through everybody's stories and whatnot, so. It's gonna be a lead.
I mean, I know they have pay per views every month, but to me, as like a non wrestling fan, those are the big ones: SummerSlam and WrestleMania.
Hell yeah! And SummerSlam's kind of one of the last big ones before we get to the really fun ones at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
you know, the Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, and all these
now,
really big ones.
Being a Tacoma guy,
yeah.
Do you see the shit I see when I go down and play golf in University Place from Lewis McChord?
Okay,
the Air Force Base.
Yeah.
Do you see like last week? Blackhawks were buzzing the ground.
They fly over my house all the time.
Chinooks buzzing everywhere.
Those like giant freaking planes.
Well, the Chinooks are like
What are those? The C-130s?
I think, dude, I have no idea. Because, I can't ever tell from the ground.
Last week it was two Blackhawks and two Chinooks, and they were doing all this shit, man, like all this maneuvering.
Yeah.
So they were not like in formation. They were breaking out, coming back together.
I haven't seen those guys out there. No.
Yeah. Sometimes that was all last week. I feel like it's an air show down there every weekend.
Right.
Well, dude, Mike dropped me off once. My buddy had this nice property, but it was, I don't know how to describe it, but it was unincorporated King County, right?
Like, is that the one that I dropped you off at before I lived in Tacoma?
Correct.
All right, I know where you're at.
So this is the buddy that, it was a big piece of property, so they had like a lower part too. So when I spent
Black Diamond area-ish, Flaming Geyser.
Somewhere down there, yeah. So that week I spent there just living in that tent on the lower half. I was coming from the outhouse. It's also where I saw the bear. But same thing, I looked up one day, and there's just a Blackhawk. And I mean, I could see that guy's face, and he looked as surprised to see me in that opening.
Hey, what's happening? Be sure to pee around the tent.
There's bears.
When you see, I mean, they're just doing training stuff, but when you see them that low, you're just like, holy.
Well, they had a 2 weeks ago, they had a Big Bertha, Buzz the Sound.
Okay.
And it looked like it was 50 feet off the water. I know it was much higher than that, but it caused a wake.
Oh, my God.
So you don't realize how big those things are until you see them at eye level. And it's still flying, and I'm like, oh, my God, there's a fucking wave coming off both sides of the sound from this airplane. It's just it's insane how big they are.
Well, even with the Blue Angels flying up, you know, the last couple of days they've been training out here kind of around where our building is at.
Yeah.
And I'll see them roll by, and they look huge, and then they go behind the buildings that we've got over here. So they're that far away, and they still look freaking huge.
Oh, yeah.
And then until they flatten out, then they'll look paper thin. That's terrifying to me.
What's the what's the big folklore about Seafarer? Was it the guy that rolled a 747?
That is
back in the day. Is
a barrel rolled it or something like that.
He
barrel rolled
it. Yeah. Like, he wasn't supposed to, but I guess he knew he could do it.
He knew he could do it. Yeah, and
he's been working on him or whatever. He's like, fuck it. I'm doing it. And I don't think he was even punished because he pulled it off. Because
he made
it. Yeah, he pulled it off. He did like do it every year.
I mean, that's the equivalent of the guy that, you know, catches the kickoff in the end zone and runs it out.
Right.
And it's like, look, if you get a touchdown, it's good all good. Job. But the coaches always say the same thing. Great job. Don't ever fucking do that again.
That's right.
So I think it's the same thing with the barrel roll. Like, dude, that was great. Don't ever fucking do that
again. Yeah, look at that D.B. Cooper legacy without, you know, stealing the money.
Oh, yeah. That was the 717 barrel roll.
Okay.
It's a famous barrel roll performed by Tex Johnston.
Tex
Johnston. Of course his name is Tex.
In a Boeing 707 prototype during the 1955 Seafarer.
If you nickname him Tex, he can do a fucking barrel roll.
You're damn right.
That is my belief. Yeah. If his name is Buzz or Tex and he flies a plane, I'm like, he can do whatever he
wants. He'll do a barrel roll and shoot a can off somebody's head at the same time.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's kind of crazy, but probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was in Walla Walla this time.
Ooh.
Well, the week before this.
Get some wine.
So
the only thing sweeter than the onions is mouth.
Yeah, Walla Walla is probably...
Sorry.
Walla Walla is a cool little town, actually. But, I mean, it's in the corner. It's in the middle. I mean, you cannot get any more southeast.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the middle of freaking nowhere. But you pass Tri-Cities, and you drive about another 45 minutes to get downtown to where the hotel was. You could hear those boats in Tri-Cities running on the Columbia River, because they would have run this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They run there, and then they come, and then they run here. You could hear them an hour away, like they were right next door to you, downtown.
Yeah, because there's just nothing to stop that sound.
I mean, you could hear them running in a town 45 minutes away.
Yeah.
In a car.
I mean, seriously, you're like, wow, that is fucking loud, man.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize it.
Not to mention, it's flat. There's nothing to pick up that sound whatsoever. It reverberates in that canyon and just comes right back out.
But still, it's just like, what is that noise? People are like, oh, man, they're running the hydros in Tri-Cities. I'm like... You mean like 45 minutes ago, Tri-Cities?
Right.
They're like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's really loud.
God.
I mean, the Blue Angels are awesome, but those hydroplanes, to me, is really what sets Seafarer as like Seafarer.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's air shows all over the country. But I think those hydroplanes only have, 6 weeks out of the year? Right? I know they do them in Michigan.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go to Saudi Arabia sometimes.
I want to say they go to
Wisconsin.
They do them in the Tri-Cities. They do it here.
I'm surprised they don't do it in Baltimore. Not to be a homer, but just based on the way the waterfront is shaped.
I think it's just that.
And the number of people that would show up for that, man, that would be really, really fucking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Yeah, as long as you don't fall in the water. But it's getting better.
You could swim in the harbor now.
You can swim in the harbor.
Yeah.
They've been working on it for like 15 years.
I was going to say, since we left, man, if you put your finger in that fucking water when we lived there.
Go to the hospital.
You need to go to the hospital right now.
They weren't even kidding.
Is it bacteria? Is it radiation?
It was chromium. There used to be a massive, where the chromium plant used to be, is now like a Four Seasons hotel, all that kind of thing, right? Okay. And they do all the remediation. But that's on land, because you put a 20-foot cement cap on top of it. But the water itself, where they dumped all their shit, was where the quote-unquote inner harbor is, all right? So you were talking about those Red Bull...
The downhill race,
what did they call that?
Thing.
The sculptural racing, whatever it is. So one of the big places for that is Baltimore. And a very good friend of mine used to work for Red Bull, and she was one of the people in charge of putting it together. And they do it internationally. So there's a thing called Federal Hill, and these people roll down Federal Hill, pretty steep hill, directly across the water, launch themselves off of this big-ass ramp, and go into the water. You're going for distance, okay? Now, these guys spend a year building these things. And as she said, we couldn't tell them the truth about it until after they'd done the
jump.
It's
a biohazard.
So these guys would do their jump, right? They land in the water, the crowd goes crazy. Wee. And then they would take them to the hospital, and they'd say, we have to destroy your vehicle. And they're like, what? And they're like, we can't, like, legally, we cannot give this back.
So what's the point of the chromium? I'm an idiot. What do we do?
Whatever a lot of it used to be in, like, car paints and stuff like that.
Okay.
Back in the day. And
this
like
is
anything,
all just... This is all just byproduct waste.
Yeah, because you have these big industrial cities, specifically on the East Coast. So, you know, cars, automobiles became big in the U.S. We had a massive chromium plant there producing all the paint for all these automobiles. And back then, you just threw everything into the water.
But
back then, you could do it openly. And so they dumped chromium in. All right, well, times change. Automobile industry dries up a little bit. Industries move other places. And you go, well, okay, this company has now moved to wherever they do this shit. It's not in Baltimore anymore.
Right.
And they sell this land back to the city, and they're like, right, but
it's a
this is a radioactive. Yeah. I mean, not even radioactive.
Think about the toxic. Think about the nuclear pond at The Simpsons with a fish with three eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of like.
That's what that shit was.
You could see a dude in Dundalk with an arm grow down the middle of his back.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just totally normal. They had three arm shirts for him, you know? Like, I mean, it's weird, for years,
it sucked too, because, like, it's cool now, but, like, my cousin lives down there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I guess, like, almost like Pasadena. And it's a nice, newer neighborhood, but like...
It used to be awful.
I remember I had a different, like, second cousin live there, and you'd go walk on the beach, but it was like, do not touch the water.
Yeah. Like when the waves come.
But
sir,
it looked
like, back
nice.
Up, man. It looked great. That's the thing about water. Unless it's algae or something that turns it green or red, like, you don't know. It's just clear water, and they're like, bro, don't be fooled. So what's fucked up about it, though, is they used to have the typical, like, paddle boats that people take out on the harbor, and there were signs in the boat, there were signs on the dock, you know, like, don't get splashed. And you're paddling, or the pedal boats. It's kind of hard not to do that. So you get in these things, I'm like, well, the bottom of it's wet. And you're telling me that shit is toxic.
Yeah. There's two communities. There's a sailing community, which is basically the bay. Mm-hmm. And then there is a speedboat community, which is the ocean. So if you are on the Atlantic Ocean, you got the cigar boats, you got the Coke Bros, you got the guys, you know, pulling people
cigarettes.
Inner tubes. Yeah, big cigarette boats.
Yeah.
You get in the bay, and you've got guys who are racing to Rhode Island, and they're going up
New Hampshire.
Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so doing, they're
motorboats headed south, sailboats headed north. Yeah, that seems to be the general thing.
It's sweater not on, but the sleeves over the top of your front.
It's an accessory.
And then there's no sleeves on the motorboats.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Rhode Island. I think that's the reason Baltimore doesn't have these. Because they both, just more of a sailing community.
Yeah, and they both have beer. But yachts and powerboats have cocaine.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? Sailboats have a little bit of beer.
Wine and
weed. And wine.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I had to explain this to my kid fairly recently. He was, I don't remember, it was something on the news, but they're talking about a sailboat, they brought up a motorboat, maybe they collided, whatever it was. And I just said, that is the difference between cocaine and weed. Right? The motorboat, that is all coke, man. They are, like, nobody wears sleeves. Everyone's got Oakleys. Not necessarily on their face, but somewhere on their head.
Sure.
And then the sailboat, they're smoking weed. Like Miles said, they're wearing a sweater. They just don't have their arms out.
I had a buddy who owned a bar in downtown Annapolis. So there's a boat show, and it goes like 2 weeks of sailboats and 2 weeks of powerboats. He would always take 1 week off during the sailboat people, and he owned the place because he was tired of listening to his staff bitch.
Okay.
Because they're very particular about their food and their orders. They're the guys that want stuff on the side. Does this come with this? Allergies.
Oh, right.
Sailboat people. They're exactly who you
sailboat
think
sailboat people
are.
Have allergies.
They're cat people, all right? Yeah. But they are so frugal, based because a lot of them, they are living on those boats.
Mm-hmm.
They are coming in from the show, but they're sailing in. And if you're a sailboat enthusiast, you're cheap as shit. You really are. It's just the way it goes. He was tired of hearing all the staff bitch, his bartender's bitch. He would do it for a week, but he couldn't do it for two. But then he would double stack their shifts for the powerboaters, because that's when the money comes in. That's when the cocaine comes in. That's when the tippers come in.
Oh, yeah.
The big spenders. The, hey, give me a shot of the best tequila you got. Where you
For
know,
everybody.
You know, like the other, the sailboat community was like, do you have a corking fee? Like, you can't bring your own wine in here.
Oh, my God.
Like, you'd have to tell them, like, you know, those kind of things.
Gotcha.
When you know damn well you live in Maryland, you can't do that. You know, like,
it still throws me off when my friends do it in restaurants, like, in other states, or here, or Oregon. I'm like, we're just going to walk in with the champagne? He's right. Like, yeah, man, relax. Like,
it's okay.
It feels weird.
It does feel weird.
It does. Right. Dude, I live here and that feels weird.
Well, it's like what they got. A restaurant with your own food. You know, you wouldn't feel right.
I got a buddy. We all know him. So they had a big birthday party at his place over the weekend. And it was like 30 or 40 dudes. But I don't know what their deal was. But they kept leaving the bar, going outside. The car's parked out in front.
Mm-hmm.
They have like this huge ass handle jug of some kind of whiskey, right?
Oh, God.
So they're walking
parking lot
out
shots
in front on the street, popping the hood and pulling this thing and handing it around and then going back into the bar.
Nice.
And he goes out there and is like, what the fuck, guys? Like, I'm hosting your fucking party and you're fucking drinking in the party. You're drinking in the street,
right,
essentially.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, this is how I make money. Like, I'm not.
No, that's just a car.
Oh. Like, I'm not fucking serving you guys anymore. I'm kicking your ass fucking out unless you stay in here and
buy my shots, drink
what you're supposed to, and not go outside every time you want to fucking do a toast.
Right.
And fucking toast in the street.
Come on, man.
And then walk back in and just like, yeah, I'll take another rain here.
Right, you're taking up my bench.
Suck my dick.
Get the hell out.
Like, what the fuck?
By the way, those hydroplanes, it's literally five races. Alabama, Madison, Madison, Indiana, Tri-Cities, Seattle, then San Diego.
The guy we were talking to earlier this week who wrecked the dragster.
Oh, yeah.
300 miles an hour. That's what he did before he told us.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I was in hydros and said, fuck it. And changed my game. And
that's a death wish,
started
man.
Started doing dragster.
He got close.
Yes, he did.
I don't know, man. Would you rather be in one of those boats when the nose comes up and you flip that fucker in the water?
Yes.
Or would you rather just crash on land? I don't know.
I'd rather crash in the water just because water has more give.
Yeah.
Not a lot, I'm just saying.
Not at that speed,
upside
man.
Upside down, freezing speed. Cold water, you're strapped in. Like,
hell no. I would rather wreck a monster truck.
Not the monster truck. That guy's
dragster.
Going 300 and whatever miles an hour into a wall, man.
He lost a finger.
He did.
He didn't really lose it. He said it was in the glove.
But how many people have lost their doggone lives in those boats?
I don't know.
Hey, look. If I said, like, dude, what happened to your finger? I was going 300 miles an hour in a dragster. Fucking.
Here's the video.
Whatever happened, wheel pops off.
I think I was. I was
going 310 before that. Like, if that's how you lost your finger, man, it's not like you're, I don't know. You've seen the guy who sticks his fucking finger in a lion's den, trying to fuck with him, and just rips it off, or the guy who gets his finger ripped off by a shark.
I'm with Mike. I'd rather deal with the trauma of the dragster than just drowned upside down as I can't get out of my harness.
Again, I go back to the grave.
Freezing
man.
Cold water.
That.
Freezing cold water.
For the record, I'm going to go down to the Museum of Flight. You watch the planes take off on Saturday. I plan on spending a little bit of time in that beer garden.
You said it opens at 10 a.m. That seemed to be your big appeal.
And he's going to be three shots deep by the time he gets in there.
Right. So I'm just saying, if anybody listens to the podcast, if you're going by with your family, pop into the beer garden.
Man, I gotta go. I've never been there before. Museum of Flight.
Oh, dude, still haven't been?
No.
I've done an auction in there, Miles.
Where is it?
Boeing.
Yeah. So it's down here.
Yeah. Thrill has gone on and on for years about it. He's 100% right.
It's
go
cool.
to that hops and props thing.
It is. Right, but if you go there and it's not something, can you still get a beer? So do I need to wait for one of these festivals?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
I might be able to.
I mean, they have like a little, you know, I don't know, like a little space.
I mean, keep in mind, you're near Boeing, so I think if you leave the parking lot, there are probably plenty of places to go.
I'm just saying,
just
like,
not in there.
If I'm there and I can walk around and drink a beer, that would be cool.
I don't think so. But those special events, like hops and props, I think is the only one you could probably walk around in. Like this one, you got to stay in the beer garden.
That's
you
fine.
Can't even hang
that's
out.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, it looks like it. They got a place called Wings Cafe down there.
Maybe you can.
Hey, they got beers.
All right.
There you go.
Okay, so you can
go down there, Miles.
You can go anytime and get a beer.
Yeah.
Miles, honestly.
Not that that's a requirement. I'm saying if they had a beer festival, I'd probably end up going there.
Hell yeah.
Instead.
But beer or not, it is just a really cool museum.
Okay. It's a great museum, man. It's an actual asset, I think, to the area. It's just that it's not downtown, so a lot of people don't think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it blows away most
of the
stuff
enough,
we have down.
Right? It's right down here.
It is, but you can't, like, if you're here and you're walking around, you could walk to Mopop, do this, do that, but that place is absolutely worth going to.
Well, remember a couple years ago, Mike and I were supposed to be in the plane with the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
So we get up, we get there early.
We're refreshed.
Right? We meet everybody. They take us through the whole thing. They scare the shit out of us.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, we're not taking off because of the weather. So,
and wasn't it like 20 minutes later it broke open?
Yeah, but I look at Mike, I go, we were like, we had a cooler in his trunk. So we sat in the parking lot and had a quick beverage.
Damn right.
There you go.
But I mean, they put the fear of God in us. Oh, like how our stomachs were going to feel, this and that. So we got out there. I was like, well, let's tailgate. We almost did something cool.
And I don't do heights, man. And Ryan was just having way too much fun with that one.
Oh.
He wants to get us out there skydiving. I'm like, hell no.
Come on, man. You got to do it.
I don't want to,
man. I know you don't want to.
Well, they're not here this year, so we won't see our buddy Ryan. But I'm sure they'll be back. I'm still convinced those guys don't jump. When I went to the Army-Navy game, they didn't jump. You could ask Mike. As soon as they canceled, I called my brother. And I go, Chris, you won't fucking believe it. They're not jumping again.
Uh-huh.
Is it weather
again? Yeah. There's just certain weather they can't jump in.
Like bad wind, I'm guessing?
Wind, and it was like, that was one of those days where it was like super, like that marine layer was still in here.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was like borderline chilly. And Army, Navy, I don't know, that day was so cold, but it's just one of those jokes between me and my brother. We're like, do these guys ever jump?
Has anyone been struck by lightning while they're skydiving?
I can't imagine that you would because there's nothing to ground you.
Is that what it's all about?
I think you.
So I could like I'm doing this through a thunderstorm. There's lightning around, but it's not attracted to me because there's nothing.
Well, planes get hit by lightning, but they're also metal.
They're metal.
Sure. So that makes more sense.
And I think it's more static. I'm talking way outside my zone of knowledge.
I'm just
so I'm
thinking
probably
like
this completely
that would
wrong,
fucking but. Suck that I'm skydiving and hit by a bolt of lightning.
All right, bitches, enjoy the weekend. Don't forget till we announce the 20th anniversary party that's going down September the 6th, the Saturday, Black Raven from 1 until 6. Tickets are only $20, but that gets you a glass, gets you a koozie, and your first drink.
Yeah,
so we're charging you that for that. Other than that, free music all day and a lot of food for you, too.
Yeah, something like that. I hope you enjoyed. Oh, shit. C-I-V-M. Episode C-I-V-M.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.